हरे
Welcome. Today, all of Vrindavan celebrates the divine appearance of Radhakund. In the Braj Vilas Stava, there's a verse which says, I take shelter of Sri Radhakund. What to speak of other places, even the most sublime Sri Vrindavan, the most enchanting Sri Govardhana, the most blissful Rasa Leela arena, cannot be compared with even a fraction of that most holy place. Sri Radhakund is as dear to Lord Mukunda as his most beloved Sri Radha. It cannot be described how so many pilgrims, residents of Vrindavan, farmers, children, ladies, Bombay Hollywood stars or Bollywood stars can fit at the banks of Radhakund, wait for the signal and then take their bath. But all this busyness evaporates, stops to disturb you once you take your sacred bath. Because at that time, you change the dimensions. When Radhakund appeared, Lord Krishna personally said, O dearest Sri Radha, may your Kund be even more glorious in this world than mine. Here, I will always bathe and play in the water, because this lake is as dear to me as you are. It is described that when out of loving anger, Srimati Radharani pretends to sulk and not receive Krishna, at that moment, Krishna knows a sadhana that will always work. He goes to Radhakund with some incense and flowers and offers the sacred bathing spot, which is conscious, which is an entity, which is actually in Vrindavan considered to be the same as Radha. When a Brijbasi says, I go to Radharani, it can well mean that he goes to Radhakund. So Krishna goes there and pacifies Srimati Radharani with an arati to her divine lake and is accepted. Let us pause for a moment. These transcendental ways to enter the spiritual way or spiritual world are always open. They never have a closing time. You, in other words, can also worship Srimati Radharani by worshipping on this day Radhakund. Here's a simple meditation you could do. Sit, calm your mind by breathing deeply in and out. And then in your mind's eye, see the golden colored Radhakund. It has the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Next step. Respectfully, after unburdening yourself from unnecessary coverings, go to the banks of the Radhakund, sprinkle a few drops respectfully over your head. And then enter prayerfully and submerge yourself at least 3 times. This is a very simple way to access the beautiful lake of Radha and to get the blessings, even when you are somewhere in the Antarctic. See you for the next Kartik Inspirations.